This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's nearly 3 weeks now since Samsung recalled 2.5 million of its Galaxy Note 7 smartphones, the ones with the exploding batteries, as I'm sure you recall. But it does get worse. The South Korean company's stock has lost billions in market value, many billions. It's running apology ads in South Korean newspapers. You get the picture. Recalls are never cheap, no, and the toll they take on a company does go beyond a dollar figure. But there have been so many recalls of cars and consumer goods and medicines that there's practically a playbook for how to minimize the damage. Unfortunately for them, Samsung is becoming a case study in what happens when you throw out that playbook. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports.
First, I've got some breaking news. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has officially recalled the Galaxy Note 7. That should have happened long ago, says Jennifer Schechter, a recall specialist and spokesperson with Consumer Reports. An official recall means
there is a fix in place that the government has reviewed and approved, and consumers have a clear message.
She says up until now, consumers have been getting conflicting messages from the government, which told them to power down their phones, from carriers, which told them to trade their phones, and from Samsung itself. 42-year-old Liam Easton turned in his Galaxy not long after the problem became public.
Because I don't want this Galaxy Note 7 to blow up in my hand or, you know, in my house or in my car.
Easton's expecting his loaner to arrive in the mail today, but many thousands of other Samsung users haven't been so eager to part with their digital lifelines. Jonathan Bernstein runs a crisis management firm. He says because of Samsung's missteps,
they turn an already bad situation into a worse one by the way they're communicating.
He says for a long time, the company was still thinking
that they can contain the situation to the environment they're comfortable with, in this case, Korea. That wasn't true anyhow, but certainly it isn't true once it gets into other countries.
Jeff Orr is a mobile analyst with ABI Research. He says the recall fiasco, it's going to hurt.
Because you're changing the perception of the brand and the value that it provides in the mind of the audience.
He says the largest maker of smartphones can recover, but it'll need to do better going forward while it rebuilds customers' trust. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.